This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Today, we are kind of continuing a message that I started last week. And I don't know if I'm going to get through it today, to be honest with you, as I was looking through all that God gave me for this part two. I don't think I'm going to get through it today. If I do, fine. If I don't, we'll extend it next week. But last week we talked about what not to love. And I know some of you were not here last week, so I'm going to just real quickly give you little tidbits about last week to bring you to what we're going to share today. What not to love, okay? If you turn with me to 1 John 2, we'll read those scriptures real quick. And you need to get the message on tape. If you were not here last week, I encourage you to get the message on tape. And I believe you will be blessed with that word. I heard a little bit of it, but I need to hear the whole thing. I know God really anointed and gave me that word for us. But what we talked about was what not to love. Okay? What not to love. And in the scriptures, in 1 John chapter 2, there's three verses that we went over. There were some other ones, but these were the main three last week. I'm just going to read them real quick so you can get an idea of what we talked about last week, and then we're going to go into today's teaching and message. In verse 15, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Somebody say amen. All right, praise God. That was our text last week. What not to love, okay? As Christians, we got to be real careful. What do we really love today, okay? We use that word real flippantly most of the time. You know, oh, I just, you know, love to golf. Now, I do enjoy golfing. I don't know if I really love it, to be honest with you, okay? Especially when I'm not playing good, I probably hate it. Carlos knows what I mean, praise God. If I'm not playing good, I probably wonder why I'm out there. But I enjoy it. It's fun. I enjoy sports. Let me say this to you. Before I became a Christian, that was my life, okay? Sports. I wanted to be a professional hockey player. That's why I lived, okay? Growing up as a teenager, that was what I wanted to do until Jesus came in the picture. And you know what? I still enjoyed sports after that, but God had to change my mentality in my life, and He did. And you know what? I didn't love it anymore. I enjoyed it, and I still do because it's fun. Sports are fun. They're clean. They're okay. But I really didn't love it anymore. Okay, because I loved God, and God changed what I loved and what I didn't love. Okay, today we say that, so you know, I don't know if you caught it earlier this morning, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but because we use it so flippantly, I heard Rose say she loves country music. Did anybody catch that this morning? All right, some of us say I love to eat. Right, some of us say I love to go to the show. Do you get what I'm saying? Amen. Oh, I love to go to church. Well, that's something that, man, amen, I hope you do love to go to church, right? But we use that word too flippantly. Love, you know, the word love means real strong affection for someone, okay? And it really shouldn't be for something. It should be for someone, okay? We know there's different kind of love, but I think we'll get this today as we go on, okay? So we really try to be careful in the message that came last week that we are careful what we love and what we should not love. And that was the text of this message last week. Now today, again, if you want to really get that message, get the tape. You will be blessed. Today we want to talk about what we should love, okay? We talked about what not to love, but today, what to love, okay? And as I was studying and preparing this, I came up with 10 things that we should love, okay? 10. We talked about 10 strings in that song we read in the beginning of the service, right? 10 things, all right, that we should love. And if I really probably spent more time researching this in the Word, I probably come up with more, okay? But I think the 10 that I'm going to give you are pretty good, all right? What we should love as a Christian, okay? What we should love as a believer today. Now, to open up this teaching message to you, let's go to, you should be in the same area, 1 John chapter 3, okay? 1 John chapter 3. Let's look at the first verse. I want to talk about, first, before I talk about what we should love, I want to talk about somebody else's love to us, okay? Verse 1 of John, 1 John 3 says this, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." So today, before I even get into what we should love, I want us to make sure we understand and know today what manner of love God has for us. Amen? I like the Amplified Bible. It says, not only what manner, but what incredible quality of love the Father God has not only bestowed upon us, but given us and shown to us. How many know it today? How many have ever felt it? Amen. I hope you felt His love today. Amen. As we were allowing God to move in this place, we felt the Spirit of the Lord. So today we got to really realize it. Behold says, look, see, realize what manner of love God has for me and you. That He has what? He has called us, He's named us the sons of God, the children of God today. How many know that everybody is not a son of God today? I'm going to get you stirred up real quick here today. Amen. Not everybody is a child of God today. How many know that today? If you don't believe me, wait until we read the Scripture. Okay, I'm going to show it to you because it's the Word of God. It's not Pastor Rich making it up today. All right? Not everybody is a child of God today. But those of us who are the child of God, the son of God, and how many know sons means everybody here, not just men, means women, children, okay? It's talking about the human race, all mankind here. It says that we are called or named the son of God or the sons of God, and because of that, did you notice what it said there? The world doesn't even know us because it didn't know God. How many remember that? When Jesus came on the earth and He lived and He was out there ministering and doing what God the Father told Him to do, His own people did what? They rejected Him. They didn't even know Him. Okay? So don't be surprised or don't take it the wrong way today if people don't know you either. Right? If people don't connect with you, if people don't want to hang out with you, if they're not a Christian or a saved person, because you know what? You guys, we're not the same. Amen? We're not the same. Children of God, and then there's the children of the devil. Okay? We're not the same. If we look alike, something's wrong. Ooh, it's real quiet here. Amen. If we act like them or they act like us, then you know what? Something is a little out of whack here. Amen? Children of God should be one way, and you know what? The children of the devil, they're going to be another way. It's going to be obvious today. All right, let me move on. I'm not getting too far here. Let me keep going. Praise God. So realize first what incredible quality of love that God has given to us today as His children. Okay? Now, I want to read some scriptures. Out of all these 10 things I'm going to give you that we should love, this first one, I got the most material on. Okay? And they're all important, and this is not in any particular order. Today I'm giving you this. It's not. Okay? But the first one that we're going to talk about has the most material on, the most scriptures. I was finding scriptures left and right about this first thing that we should love. Okay? Now, in that same chapter, I want you to go down to verse 8. Remember, chapter 2, we were talking about what not to love. Chapter 3, we're going to talk about what we should love. Okay? And look at what verse 8 says. It says, "He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Man, you and I should be happy about that today. Amen? Why did Jesus come? He came to destroy the works of the devil. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 9. "Whosoever is born of God," anybody born of God here? All right, praise God. "Doth not commit sin." Ooh, we're going to be talking about this here. "For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." You say, wait a minute. Pastor Rich, I probably sin every day. What do you mean I don't sin? What that means here is, all right, the person who's born of God does not commit sin, or another word that really makes it plain here means you don't practice sin. Hello? That brings a little twist on it, amen? Meaning you don't get up every day and you just have it in your mind, you know, I'm going to go drinking after I get out of work. You know, I'm going to get bombed tonight. People do that every day, amen? You know, I'm not going to, if you're married, you're not saying, oh man, I can't wait to meet Susie. I gotta have a rendezvous with Susie after work tonight. But you got a wife and kids at home. You don't think like that. You don't practice sin, all right? It's not your lifestyle anymore. All right? Did that help bring some clarity there? Amen? Pretty, you know, good example. I mean, way out there, but to get to the point, okay? Because you're born of God. Praise God. I'm born of God today. Amen. Gets better here. Verse 10. "In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil." Children of God, children of the devil. "Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Neither he that loveth not his brother." Oh, hallelujah. It's getting real serious here now, right away. Okay? Real serious. You notice here, it says, "Whoever does not righteousness," amen, "is not of God." Meaning, righteousness, right standing with God, right living with God. If that's not your life, you know what? Then you're not of God. If we're His children, we're supposed to act like Him today. We're supposed to be like God. Amen? God doesn't get drunk. Amen? God doesn't get high on drugs. God doesn't go to the casino and spend all their money in gambling. I'm just giving you examples. God is against those things. God does not want you to commit adultery, fornication, even though the world does that every single day. Amen? Anybody here today? All right? So he's saying whoever doesn't live righteously is not of God. The one who's righteous, meaning they try to live righteously. Amen? I'm not saying you're perfect today. I'm not perfect. And you're not either. I know that. Amen? But you're trying to live what? A righteous life. With God's help, you can do it today. Amen? We are doing it. Praise God. All right? But he says here, I want you to catch this. The last part of that, verse 10, amen? He says, "Neither he that loveth not his brother." Did anybody catch that this morning? My first point out of the 10 of what you are to love is you are to love your brother. Amen? You are to love the brethren. Today, if you don't love your brother, you know what? You're not of God. Ooh, that's a pretty strong statement. Amen? So you can't come to church and say, you know what? I love so-and-so over here, but I sure hate that guy over there. It don't work. Amen? Because God doesn't really what? Hate people. He hates sin. There's a difference. Amen? We should hate sin. Amen? We're not sinners anymore. We sin sometimes, but we don't habitually sin like we used to if we're a Christian today, if we're saved today. Amen? So, as we are born of God, as we live a life that is righteous, one of the things we should love is our brothers and our sisters. Amen? We should love the brethren. If we don't, then something's wrong somewhere. Got real quiet there. Praise God. Let me move on here. Okay. Verse 11 says, "For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another." We got to what? Love one another. Praise God. Let's move on here. Verse 14 of that same chapter. It's got a lot of material here. I wonder why. He says in 14, he says, "We know that we have passed from death unto life." Boy, you need to really get this, church. Your ears need to be open today, really strong. It says, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Oh my God. "He that loveth not his brother abideth in death." Wow. He's trying to tell us here that, you know what? If we love the brethren, we love our brothers and our sisters, you know what? We have passed from spiritual death. We have now spiritual life. Amen? If we thought this way and we acted this way before, we were spiritually dead. But now because God is in our life, we're changed. Amen? We should what? Love the brethren because of that. Because God is in our life, we know we got to love one another. Amen? Especially those of what? The household of faith. Our brothers and our sisters. Amen? Even though so-and-so has a bad habit. Even though so-and-so sometimes acts a little bit off. Even though so-and-so gives us a hard time sometimes. We have passed from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. Oh my God. That's a powerful word that we're reading here. And if we don't love our brother, we're still abiding in death, the Bible says. Wow. I think this ought to get our attention today. Amen? Praise God. Look at 15, verse 15. It says, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him." Wow. So you don't really literally have to physically murder somebody today. You can murder them with hatred. Right? You can have so much hatred for somebody that you, even though you don't commit the act of murder, you're murdering them with your spirit. Amen? And if that type of a spirit is inside of us, you know what? It tells us here we don't have eternal life inside of us. Because that's not of God today. Amen? We cannot, you know, hate our brother. We cannot hate our sister. You say, this should be a given, right, Pastor Rich? This should be a given. Then why is this repeated over and over in this chapter? Obviously, they were having trouble with this at the time. Amen? And we still, from time to time, have problems like this. Okay? But he's making a point here that we need to really be careful here when we say, you know what, this is what I love or that's what I love. If anything, you need to make sure you love the brethren today. Okay? You need to love the brethren. Now let me go further here. Verse 16, it says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God." Now we're talking about the love of God again. "Because what? He laid down his life for us." This is the love of God. He sent his son, Jesus, to what? Lay down his life for us. And you know what? Because Jesus laid down his life for us, Look at what it's expected. It says here, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Wow. Jesus was what? Our example. Amen? Jesus did all he could do for me and you so that we could have eternal life today. Right? What is that saying? Jesus, you know, with love, love, there's sacrifice. You have to sacrifice sometimes. And we don't like the sacrifice. Amen? You know, so-and-so calls you and you just got home and you worked a hard day and you changed clothes and you're eating dinner and all of a sudden so-and-so calls and says, you know what? My car ain't working. Can you come and help me? And you're like, oh. Did you call anybody else yet? Yeah, didn't you know a mechanic down the street? You know, it's sacrifice, right? You know, what do you do when somebody has a need and they call you? It's a sacrifice, amen? Anybody awake here today? Let's be real, amen? So love, in love is sacrifice, okay? Jesus did it all. He really sacrificed for us. And he tells us here we ought to, what? Lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, there's a balance to that. Okay? Because some people will take advantage of you. Anybody listening today? All right? We're to help one another. If we can really help one another, you know you can help somebody, you try to help somebody. You're supposed to, especially the brethren. Okay? But if somebody can help themselves, they need to help themselves first. Anybody here today? And sometimes we got to teach one another how to help each other. Amen? You know, if somebody wants to eat, you can go and fish for them and get them a fish, right? But wouldn't it be better if you show them how to fish so they can fish for themselves? Hello. Amen? And some people will just, what? Want you to fish all day for them. Go to work for them. Pay their bills for them. That's not what this is talking about. Okay? Let's make that clear here today. But we're to what? We're to lay down our lives, help one another. When we really can and we are able to, we should. We should want to, first of all. Amen? Jesus had a want to. He helped us. Praise God. If he didn't help us, man, we wouldn't even be here today. Amen? All right, let's go on here. He kind of breaks it down a little bit. Verse 17, but whoso hath this world's good, whosoever has this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Amen? So, if you have what that person may need, and you know they need it, anybody here today? And you know you can help them, praise God. You should, right? That's what he just said here. You should have what? Compassion. We got to have compassion for one another, right? If we can really help somebody, we got the goods. If you got the goods, what they need, then it says, you know what? You should show compassion, right? If you don't, it says, how does the love of God then dwell in you? If you could care less, then where's the compassion, right? Do we just think about only ourselves all the time? Or do we think about one another? You know, do we really, you know, love one another? That's what we're getting to, right? If you love, that means you have deep affection and concern for others, amen? You care about one another. So you'll help, right? If you can help, you got what they need, you try to help, praise God. If you don't care and you don't show any love, well, it says here, do you really have the love of God inside of you? I can't answer that for you. I know what I got inside of me. Amen? You know what you got inside of you. And none of us have arrived. We know that today. Amen? We all could get some more love in us. All right, I got a few amens. That's a good start. Praise God. Right? So he's trying to make a point here about what? Loving the brethren. Okay? What should we love? The brethren. Okay? Love the brethren. Praise God. Look at verse 18. It says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen? We can't just talk it today. Oh, I love you, sister so-and-so. I love you, brother so-and-so. Can you give me a ride? See you later. I got an appointment to go to. Amen. It says, don't just say it. Don't just profess that you love one another in what you speak, in your words, in your tongue, but in deed and in truth. I like the Amplified. It says, in practice. Practice what you preach. Amen. Practice what you preach, and let it be in sincerity, in truth. That's what it means. You are sincerely truthful about caring for people that you will help when you can. Now, you can't help all the time. I understand that. God knows that. You just can't. You got to make sure you're taking care of you also and your family, right? Sometimes we want to help others so much we neglect our family. And that's not good. Amen? You're responsible for your family. Any men here today? I'm talking to you first. Amen? You are responsible for your family first. Amen. So if you are not taking care of them and so-and-so wants you to help them, you got to say no. I got to first responsibility at home. Amen? Then if I have time and I can still help, then I'll help. Right? Let's not get our priorities mixed up. So today, what should we love? We should love the brethren first. Amen. Look at chapter 4, the same book, 1 John. Chapter 4, verses 20-21, it says this. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Amen. Right? So we, I'm not bringing this so hard because I think we hate one another here. Okay? Let me say that right now. I know we don't hate one another. We get along real good. This church is very loving. People that come and visit us, they sense the love of God that we have here. But, we just have to be careful because the devil will always try to put things inside of us to cause us to get irritated with one another and allow a little thing to become a big thing if we're not careful. Amen? And he makes it real plain here that, if you say you love God but you hate your brother, who are you kidding today? Amen? You're lying. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to people you're with, okay? You can't say you love God and you hate your brother that you see. A God you haven't really seen in the flesh. All right? It says, this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. It's a commandment. We're to love one another today. Amen? Love one another. What should we love? The brethren. Hallelujah. Even when I have a bad hair day and I come to church and you say, Pastor Rich, what happened to your hair? You still should love me. Try to make some of you laugh here a little bit. Amen? Maybe I didn't wear my best suit. Maybe I wore my oldest suit. Philip, he loves my suits. He always wants my suits. I don't know. I can't give him my suits. He's bigger than me. Amen? But he likes my suits, he likes my ties, he likes my ring, he wants everything. I said, Philip, what am I going to wear? Right? We got to love one another, praise God. Love one another. What should I love as a Christian? Man, this is a big one. Love your brother, love your sister, okay? And God will deal with the other things, amen? I know we can get on each other's nerves from time to time, but you know what? It's not worth it. Don't go there. Amen? We're supposed to be one big, happy family here. Amen? And what makes it happy is when we love one another. Right? We let the love of God flow. And you know what? People see it when we love one another. Amen? I mean, I just, last month, Last month we had our Get to Know You luncheon. We were outside, and I think it was last. Maybe it was, no, it was 2 months ago. That's right, because last month we were downstairs. This month, I should say. A couple months ago, we were outside, and we were just having some fun out there. And Brother Philip, he was really nice to me. He let me drive his Corvette. All right? Now, let me tell you this, that I noticed he ain't going to just let anybody drive his Corvette. He loves me. All right? So he let me drive his Corvette. Now, that was pretty neat. Okay? I never drove a Corvette before. Amen? Now, that's because we're brothers. Amen? Somebody who's a neighbor down the street said, "Hey, Philip, can I drive your car?" What do you think he would have said to him? No. Okay? So, what am I trying to say? We're family here. Okay? We're family. And you know what? It needs to be this way in our blood family. Right? Now, you know, I know I'm probably going to get in trouble if I say what I want to say right here. But I'll just say this to you. A couple weeks ago, we had something happen at my house between some family members. And it was really sad because words were said and it came this close from somebody slugging it out with somebody else. Okay? This close. And it was sad. Okay? We're talking family. I'm talking blood family. Okay? Now, I know, let me say, there's in-laws included there. All right? We don't always see eye to eye. Okay? We don't always see eye to eye. And you know what? Christians and then unbelievers, they sometimes just do not get along. Okay? But, man, we got to be careful. Okay? As Christians, we don't let that happen. Don't ever lose control. Okay? This morning, one of the pastors I always watch, Pastor Fred Price, Apostle Fred Price, he was talking about self-control. Control self. Amen? We got to be in control of ourselves, you know? Because this flesh is going to get roused up sometimes where you feel like, you know, letting somebody have it. It ain't worth it. Okay? Especially if it's your family. My God. You know, I didn't sleep good for 2 days after that happened. All right? Because this is my family. All right? Irritates me. Bothers me what happened. This thing was something that, and I don't need to go into details. You know what I'm talking about. We've all had stuff happen in our families. Okay? But because of lack of communication and pity, stupid stuff, okay? We allow ourselves to get so riled up where we come and we, you know, this is supposed to be family. We're ready to beat each other up. I said, "My God, what's happening here?" All right? Love. We need to love the brethren. Praise God. Love one another. This should be what we practice. It needs to be sincere. It needs to really be what we want to do. Okay? God wants us to do it, but do we want to be that way? If God is in us, you're going to be that way. Amen? When you're a Christian, you don't have to go telling people you're a Christian. They're going to see you're a Christian. Amen? You don't just say it. You live it. You walk it. Okay? Don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. Amen? You don't have to go broadcasting. You know, oh, I'm an elder in my church, and I do this, and I do that. And you know what? You don't have to toot your horn. Amen? It'll show what you are, right? Praise God. Let me read you a couple more scriptures here. In Galatians 5:13b, it says, "By love, serve one another." By love, serve one another. So if we don't want to serve one another, it's because there's not enough love there. Amen? We serve because we love. You serve God because you love God. Amen? So if you serve one another with love, it's easy today. Amen? But you got to serve with love. Okay? That's the key. By love, serve one another. Amen? I'm going to read a couple more quick scriptures to you. 1 Peter 2:17. I told you I wasn't going to get through this today. I'm only on point one. Oh, Lord. This might be three messages. 1 Peter 2:17. What does it say? It says, honor all men, love the brotherhood, praise God, fear God, and honor the king. So what are we supposed to do? Love the brotherhood. There it is again. Love the brothers. Love the sisters. Amen. Love the children, right? We're the family of God. We're supposed to love one another. Amen. In chapter 1 of 1 Peter, it says also in verse 22, 1:22 of 1 Peter, it says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. There it is again. Unfeigned love of the brethren. Love of who? The brethren. How many times do we have to see it in the Scripture? Amen. He says here, see that you love one another with a pure heart weekly. No, it didn't say weekly. It said what? Fervently. Amen. We're supposed to make sure that we are loving one another with a pure heart fervently. I mean, that's with passion, you know. I love you, brother. I love you, sister. You know, man, we're in this together. We're going to do this. Amen. We're going to work for the Lord here. We're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to believe God. God is going to have His way at Oriel. Praise God. We're family. We are family. No, let me not go there, right? You remember that song. That was a popular song. Amen. We're family. Amen. We're families within a family, right? Praise God. Make sure we love one another. Praise God. I got one more scripture. John 13:35. John 13:35. So, love is the test today of discipleship. And here you're going to see it. In verse 35 of John 13, it says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Wow. I mean, that hits it. By this shall what? All men know that you are my disciples, if you do what? Love one another. So it's saying here, the world, all men, right? This world that we live in, this society we live in, they're going to know that we're the disciples of Jesus if we do what? One thing he said here, love one another. Amen? Because in the world that we live in, it's a dog-eat-dog, eat-fight world. Amen? And you know what? We as the disciples of God, as Christians, as believers, disciplined ones, that's what a disciple is, a disciplined one. Amen? A Christian is one who has Christ within. A Christian is one who follows Christ. I'm making it real plain here for all of us today. Amen. When people of the world see us loving one another, showing the love, and not only to us here in the church, but outside these doors and these windows in this building, amen, they're going to know that we're from Him. Amen. That the love we have comes from God. It's not our love. It's God's love in us. And we give it out. Amen? It's a beautiful thing. So how are they going to know that we're really Christians and believers and disciples? By the love we have one to another. All right? One thing is all he said here. It's not how many times you come to church, even though that's important today. Amen? It didn't say they're going to know that you're the disciples if you tithe or how much you give. It could have said that. It didn't say that, though. Right? It didn't say, well, they'll know that you're my disciple if you're on the council team. It didn't say that, right? It didn't say that, well, they'll know that you're a disciple if you're an usher at the church. No. You know, because of what? The love that you have for God and one another, that is what causes you to do things then. Amen? Because you love God and you love one another. Love must be put into what? Action. Okay? You can't just say it. You got to show it that you have it. Amen. Just like God has it and He showed it to us. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Man, I can't even go any further. Praise God. I'm not going to because there's too much to give you. I'm going to continue this next week. Okay? I spent the whole message on one point. Okay? What to love? The brethren. Praise God. And as I go through the rest of these next week, know that all the scripture I gave you, this is the most scripture I have for any one of these things we should love today. It's loving the brethren. Okay? Loving the brethren. Loving the brotherhood. Loving one another. Praise God. It's powerful. Amen. So next week, we will get through this. Praise God. We'll go through 2 and 10. And you know what? This is, I didn't even think about this till right now. This is perfect timing for this message. Because next Sunday is our picnic. Amen? And guess what? You're going to get to love one another, and you're going to get to love other people that come. Amen? Let's let people know that we really are concerned about them and care for them. As people come, I know we're going to have all kinds of people come, and what an opportunity to share the love of Christ with them. Amen? Just be real. Be genuine. Don't be, you know, so spiritually minded that you're no earthly good. You know, don't be spiritually flaky that people don't want to talk to you. Okay? Be real. Be genuine. Amen? When I go to work, I don't act any different than the way I act here. Okay? I'm not different at work. Pastor Rich is Pastor Rich everywhere. Anybody with me today? Amen? Just be you. All right? Be who God has called you to be. And watch how people will be attracted to that. Praise God. Because people need love today. Amen. Let's stand. Praise God. So what should I love? Man, I need to love my brother. Praise God. I need to love my sister. Even though she gets on my nerves sometimes. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, we if we're going to be honest here today, all of us probably could admit that we need to get better in this area. Okay? So I'm going to pray for all of us today as we close here that we would all be open to God working in us and through us to show the love of God. Okay? That number one, we really want His love because as we receive, we can give it out. Okay? That's the key. You're only going to give out what you have. If you don't have love inside of you, how are you going to give it out? You know, if you're a person who's troubled, you got a lot of problems, you got a lot of hate, your family gives you a lot of headaches, you have bad relationships, you know what? All that is going to cause things to come out of you that are not good. All right? But if God is working in your life today and you love God and you let His love minister to you every day, you let His word heal you and deliver you and set you free and teach you every day, you know what? Good is going to come out of you. It may not come out right away, but in time it's going to come out because what goes in must come out. Amen. So Lord, today we ask that Lord, Your love would be truly bestowed upon us in a special way, Lord. What manner of love that You have given to us, O God. We thank You today for the love of Jesus. We thank You, Father God, for giving Your best for us, Lord. God, help us to receive Your love today. And Lord, as we receive it every day of our lives, we would be able to then give it away also, Lord. That we could love one another. We would love the brethren, Lord. We would really, purely, genuinely care and love for one another, Lord. And that people would really know us by our love, that we are Your disciples. Lord, help every one of us here today. We all need to move up another notch. Help us with our love, Lord. Let it be so strong in us that people would really see the difference, that we really are concerned, that we really, really do care for others, that we want to see people blessed like we're blessed today. We ask this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Greet one another.